Psalm 78, verses 56 through 64. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Psalms. This psalm is a history of Israel. It's written by Asaph. But they put God to the test and rebelled against the Most High. They did not keep His statutes. Like their ancestors, they were disloyal and faithless, as unreliable as a faulty bow. They angered Him with their high places. They aroused His jealousy with their idols. When God heard them, He was furious. He rejected Israel completely. He abandoned the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent He had set up among humans. He sent the ark of His might into captivity, His splendor into the hands of the enemy. He gave His people over to the sword. He was furious with His inheritance. Fire consumed their young men, and their young women had no wedding songs. Their priests were put to the sword, and their widows could not weep. So the definition of grace is this: God gives us what we don't deserve. And the definition of mercy, God doesn't give us what we do deserve. Everyone loves grace and mercy. We wouldn't exist without them. God's free gift of salvation is wrapped in grace. God's sustaining work of spiritual growth is undergirded by grace. God's gift of the Holy Spirit is His grace empowered. We live by grace and mercy. That's why we have a problem with today's passage. See, along with God's grace and mercy is His hatred of sin. Sin is contrary to His person and against His instruction. He hates sin so much that He sent Jesus to carry our sin to the cross, and sin has consequences. Whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. We'll continue to embrace grace, that's for sure. It really is amazing. But it's not to be used as a trump card to sin. Let's be as adamant about obedience before we sin as we are about grace after we sin. Father, thank You for Your amazing grace. May we never take it for granted or use it as a license to sin. Don't let us play the grace card when we desire to wander from Your instruction. In Jesus' name, amen.